Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
It's our News Digest unit. And we're talking about a big story that I think is just going to continue to get bigger and bigger. I know when they were trying to clone dogs, I think the first animal they cloned was a sheep, Dolly. And it was kind of a big controversy back then. Well, now we're faced with doctors actually going in and modifying genes of little babies before they're born. And a lot of people don't feel comfortable about that. So we're going to talk about the first genetically modified babies, of course, took place in China. And what might they have been thinking when they did this? And how it might affect the future. It's kind of interesting.
Indeed. So, of course, we've been hearing about mucking around with our genes for a long time. As you said, Dolly the sheep in Scotland there many centuries ago. Well, many decades ago. But we're talking about the latest development in China here. Those kind of made-to-order babies, I guess, that were conceived in China. So let's find out what this is all about. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now.A scientist in Shenzhen, China, claims to have created the world's first genetically modified babies, which were born in late 2018. Dr. He Jianque, formerly of Southern University of Science and Technology, said that the twin girls were born healthy after being genetically modified as embryos. Using CRISPR, a gene editing technology developed in 2012,He switched off the CCR5 gene in the girls, aiming to make them resistant to HIV. He chose to eliminate this particular gene because of the prevalence of HIV in China, where between 500,000 and 1.5 million people have the virus. The CRISPR tool He claims to have used has been employed carefully up to this point.And was first used to modify a human embryo in 2015. CRISPR uses molecular scissors to alter a specific strand of DNA, either by removing, replacing, or tweaking it somehow. In fully developed humans, it's been used to treat certain diseases, but these changes can't be passed on to their offspring. With altered embryos, the story is different.The edited traits can be inherited by future generations. He's announcement of the girl's birth has been met with controversy in the global scientific community. Scientists who've reviewed his work have called his experiment monstrous and say it amounts to scientific misconduct. Some warn that his alterations could make the babies more susceptible to other diseases.Others have said that He's modifications were unnecessary, as effective treatments for HIV are widely available. The geneticist argues that his intent was to create children free from inherited diseases and pave the way for other researchers. Whatever people think, He believes society will decide what to do next.
Okay, guys, let's get started. Let's look at the headline first. As you all know, if you're reading a newspaper or even watching the news, they'll often have a headline, kind of grabs your attention. It's not a complete sentence, and so there will be words missing. So, world's first genetically modified babies stir controversy in science. So, we talked about how they're now modifying or altering genes that these babies have before they're born.And a lot of people are pretty worried about where this is going to lead. So I can see why it's a controversy. When you have a topic that a lot of people disagree on and it can get very heated, like abortion is a very heated discussion between people who think it's okay to kill babies and not to kill babies, it can be very, very tough to have a conversation with people on the other side, you could say. So a controversy is just...kind of a long public disagreement, discussion about something where a lot of people are on very different sides of the issue. And this is stirring controversy. We used to stir a lot when we talk about things kind of getting out of control, you know, stir something up. I have a little brother that was always trying to stir up trouble. So he'd walk around and kind of just tap his sisters. You know, he wouldn't hurt us. He'd just kind of flip us with his hand to see if we'd react. He was trying to stir up trouble. Well, this particular issue is stirring up controversy among scientists and just regular people like us.
It's kind of interesting that the writer has used the word stir here because that's often used with liquid. Like if you want to have a drink or something and you've poured some chocolate powder into your milk, you need to stir the milk. And of course, we're talking about chemistry here, which involves a lot of liquid chemicals. So indeed, we're stirring controversy or causing controversy in science, bringing it about controversy. And just in case you wanted to know, the adjective form of this is controversial. This is a very controversial subject.
Now, it is correct to say controversial. I don't actually use that pronunciation, but it is correct.
I've never heard that
before.
Yeah,
both of us use controversial.
But in any case, let's take a look at the first sentence here. It says, a scientist in Shenzhen, China, claims to have created the world's first GM babies, or genetically modified babies, which were born in late 2018, which was just a couple of months ago.
Sure was. I remember reading about it in the news. I was pretty shocked. I thought we had decided to not go in that direction, but, you know, every country has their freedom to do what they want. We can all get together and discuss it, but they decided to go ahead and try this in Shenzhen, China. So there was a scientist, and he claims, or says, if you claim, you say something is true. You may not have the evidence yet, but you can state this. He claims to have created the world's first genetically modified babies, and they were born in late 2018, the end of the year. I remember when the story came out, it was really a big deal. His name's Dr. He Jianghui, and he used to teach or be a professor at the Southern University of Science and Technology. When you see that word formally, guys, you know it's something someone used to do, maybe a position they held or some job they had. You'll also see ex if you're talking about a spouse. Oh, he's my ex-husband. She's my ex-wife. You're now divorced, but you used to be married. So you could also use this with boyfriend, girlfriend. Oh, he's my former boyfriend, which means you're no longer dating. You've moved on to other people. So he said that the twin girls that he modified their genes on were born healthy after being genetically modified as embryos. An embryo is a baby or offspring of an animal. Usually up to 8 weeks, we'll still call it an embryo. The human babies will turn into fetuses for some people, and some people just start calling them babies. Now that we have 3D images of babies in the womb, it's easier to see that they are human beings and not just a fetus or, you know, some weird thing inside. So this is when he did it. He modified their genes when they were really tiny, tiny embryos.
Right. And then, as you said, they become the fetus later. So the embryo is the earliest stage after inception. And again, this
happened. Or conception.
I meant to say conception. I knew that was the wrong word coming out of my mouth. But in any case here, yes, they were modified as embryos. And using CRISPR, that's some kind of technology here. It's a gene editing technology that was developed way back in 2012, so that's already been 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. He, switched off the CCR5 gene in the girls, aiming to make them resistant to HIV. So this is a kind of gene here. If you're into this sort of thing, if you've studied this, you know what CCR5 is. That's a kind of gene. And this was the gene in the twin girls here. And his aim or his goal was to make them resistant to HIV, which is the virus that causes AIDS. So here, resistant means that you're not willing to do something or you have some kind of resistance to something. We often say that old people are resistant to new ideas,
mm-hmm.
or they're resistant to technology. It took a while to teach my mother-in-law how to use a smartphone, for example, because she's resistant to new things. And in this particular case, they're resistant to HIV.
Right. We were talking about this acronym CRISPR. As you can see, it actually stands for other words. Not that you necessarily need to know what it stands for, but it's clustered, regularly interspaced, short palindromic repeats. So it's a family of DNA sequences found in your genes. When I heard this, though, out loud, I thought CRISPR sounds like you're making French fries, you know, in a hot fryer. But they use this CRISPR, which is the technology that was developed way back in 2012. And what he did is he switched off the CCR5 gene in the girls, making them resistant, as Tom said, to HIV. He chose to eliminate this particular gene because of the prevalence of HIV in China. I didn't realize they had so much HIV in China, where between 500,000 and 1.5 million people have the virus. You have to have the virus first. If you don't control it at that point, then it turns into full-blown AIDS, which is really tough to go through. Although we do have medicine these days that can really control it, not prevent it, but once you get it, you have it, but they can help you live a good quality of life. When you're talking about the prevalence of something, you're talking about how much there is of that thing out there. And there's quite a bit of HIV in China, which isn't, I guess these numbers aren't that high because they have so many people in China. Just their population is so high.
Yeah, I think the actual rates or the ratios in the West are higher, but still this is an alarming figure. And of course, they're trying to get HIV under control in China here. And prevalence, again, as you said, is how much of the thing there is, how widespread it is. And I should say that the adjective of this noun here is prevalent. We could say that HIV is prevalent in the United States, for example. So here, of course, we're talking about the prevalence of HIV in China. And yeah, quite a few people actually have this virus. You know something? That's about the halfway point in today's lesson. So let's take a little bit of a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们从今天第一段的第一个句子开始看起。A scientist in Shenzhen, China, claims to have created the world's first genetically modified babies, which were born in late 2018. 在这里看到的是一位中国深圳的科学家，他声称 to have created 代表他已经创造出来世界上第一对基因改造的婴儿。我们常听到 genetically modified， 那么指的就是基因改造的。我们常常吃很多的 GM food， 也就是 genetically modified food， 基因改造的食品。而呢，这个科学家他呢创造出第一对基因改造的婴儿，就在2018的年底出生了。第一段的中间后面的句子提到 using CRISPR。A gene editing technology developed in 2012, He switched off the CCR5 gene in the girls, aiming to make them resistant to HIV. 而这对双胞胎呢，是贺建奎这个科学家使用西元2012年开发的基因编辑技术，来关闭了女孩体内的 CCR5 的基因。那目的 aiming to， 他呢就在想要让他们是对艾滋病毒免疫的。我们来看这个形容词 resistant， resistant 代表这是对什么有抵抗力的。譬如说 the infection is resistant to penicillin， 也就是说这种感染呢是抗青霉素的。我们常常说东西是耐热的，也可以说它是 heat resistant， 或者是防锈的，我们就可以说 rust resistant。如果说它是防水的，你也可以说 water resistant。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about a new story that is pretty big in the news. I think we'll continue to hear about it for a while. The world's first genetically modified babies, and it's stirred up controversy in science. So we've got the scientist in Shenzhen who actually used the technology called CRISPR, it's a gene editing technology, to genetically modify embryos of two baby girls who were just in the embryo stage at the time. They were tiny. And he wanted to remove the gene to make them resistant to ever being infected by HIV, the virus HIV. So he chose to eliminate this gene because of the prevalence or the commonness. There's actually quite a bit of HIV in China. And he wanted to just get rid of that possibility. The thing about this is once you edit the genes of the parents, then their children will also be resistant to the same thing. So it will continue on as you pass those genes along from parent to child, child to child, like that. Anyway, we're moving on to the second paragraph, the CRISPR tool. Huh, that's his last name. It's kind of tricky, but you see it capitalized so you know it can't be he in the middle of a sentence. I think people here are probably used to seeing this as a last name, whereas foreigners would probably look at this and think, oh, why is he capitalized? Well, that's his last name, huh? So he claims to have used the CRISPR tool. He employed it carefully up to this point and was first used to modify a human embryo back in 2015. So that's when they first started using this. You're going to see a lot of similar terms in this article. I noticed we have a lot of alter, alterations, modify, modifications, to make little changes to things, hopefully to improve things.
Indeed. So, of course, this is the doctor here, He Jianque. And yes, indeed, it was first used to modify an embryo way back in 2015. Mm. CRISPR uses molecular scissors to alter a specific strand of DNA, either by removing, replacing, or tweaking it somehow. Mm. So, again, we've got CRISPR here, that technology. You gave us the definition of that word earlier in the program. We're not going to give it to you again. If you missed it the first time, too bad. You're going to have to rewind the tape.And listen to it again. But in any case, if we talk about something being molecular, that means it has to do with molecules. Of course, at the very basic foundation of chemistry is the atom, hydrogen, oxygen, etc. But then if you combine different atoms together, you get molecules like H2O, water. That's a molecule. Mm-hmm. But these are scissors that are molecular, I guess. They're small enough to actually cut through these strands. I don't think they're actually scissors in the sense that we know them, using to cut paper or something like that. But this must be some kind of chemical formula or something that alters this strand of DNA. So to alter something means to kind of make a change to it, like you would alter your suit if you get too fat and you need to let it out a couple of inches.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, when you see those quotation marks around a term, could be a couple of words or even one word, means it's not really that thing, but it's kind of behaving like that thing. So it's kind of a cute name for what it does. It just kind of cuts like scissors would if you were cutting a piece of cloth. Like Tom said, to alter means to change. We often use alter if we go to a store and buy a suit. Maybe the pants are too long and we'll ask for the store to make alterations or to alter the length, to take it up or maybe take it down, leave it down. Maybe it's too short. And here they're trying to alter a specific strand of DNA. You've all seen pictures of DNA. It's like twisted around and it's a long chain of something. Well, strand here is kind of a word like chain, but we use strand when we talk about DNA. We also use the word strand as a measure word for things like pearls, a strand of pearls, or a strand of hair. Hair is non-count. You can't say, oh, I got a lot of hairs cut today. No, I got my hair cut today. Or I need to pull out this strand of hair to give it to the doctor. They're going to check my DNA. That's sometimes how they do check for DNA, especially at crime scenes. If they find some hair that's been pulled out at the root, a strand of hair, then the scientists can check the DNA. So strand is that measure word for DNA. And they can change it by either removing, replacing, or tweaking it somehow. Tweaking is just a little bit of a change. But you can also tweak something by maybe pulling on something quickly. Sometimes boys especially will tweak girls' hair. You know, if you sit behind a girl in class and she has pigtails and you grab it and you pull it, he's tweaking your hair. Parents sometimes tweak your nose, tweak your ear. if you're not being a good kid. But tweaking here just means tiny change.
Yeah, to modify means to make a bigger change. To me, tweaking is like a very small change.
Tiny.
But enough to make a difference here.
Yeah.
So, yes, we tweak those strands of DNA. Strands are part of DNA and chromosomes and stuff like that. We don't have time to get into that right now. But in fully developed humans, it's been used to treat certain diseases. But these changes can't be passed on to their offspring. So they've done this before, but these changes could not be passed on to the offspring. That, of course, would be the children, basically. And with altered embryos, the story is different, okay? If you alter the embryo, then I guess those traits or those changes can be passed on to their offspring. Again, it says the edited traits can be inherited by future generations. So a trait here is just a tendency, characteristic of something. I guess we'd say traits would be like, if you have red hair that you inherited from your parents or something, whether you're tall or short, whether you're susceptible to certain diseases, those would be different traits.
Right. So it's kind of fun to see where you got, you know, your hair color from, your eye color from. Comes from our ancestors. It could go back another generation. We inherit those things. Well, Huzz announced the girl's birth, and it was met with controversy in the global scientific community. So here we're talking about the scientists all kind of getting into a heated discussion about this. To meet with something means to come up against it, to be confronted with it. And it wasn't smooth sailing for him, that's for sure. When it was posted in the newspaper, I remember thinking, uh-oh. This is the start of a scary trend. So scientists who've reviewed his work have called his experiment monstrous, like he's a monster. So monstrous is the adjective form of the noun monster, and say it amounts to, or if you look at it in a whole, it amounts to scientific misconduct. Misconduct is bad behavior. You're not behaving correctly. So some warn, and this is probably some scientists warn that his alterations could make the babies more susceptible or more easily infected by other diseases. Sometimes when we make one change, we don't understand how that's going to affect things down the road. And that's what this scientist or some of the scientists were worried about. Susceptible. If you're susceptible, you're at risk for getting something, or you're at more risk, of course.
Sounds familiar. You try to fix one thing and then you cause a problem someplace else.
Medicine does that.
Indeed. Those are like side effects or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's what some people warn, or some scientists warn. Other people have said that Huzz modifications, Huzz changes, mm-hmm. were unnecessary, as effective treatments for HIV are widely available. They say, hey, that was not necessary. You did not need to do that. We've got other things to do with HIV. And the geneticist argues that his intent was to create children free from inherited diseases and pave the way for other researchers. So that was his intent.
Mm.
That's what he wanted to do. That was his goal.
Yeah, we often use intent rather than his motive. So you'll often see, oh, what was his motive? What was his purpose? And he argues that, I just wanted to create children free from inherited diseases so they wouldn't be born with a disease or be susceptible. I could just make the way easier for them. We often use this phrase, pave the way for someone. It means you go first and you're a pioneer. You do something that's difficult, making the way easier for those who follow in your footsteps. So whatever people think, Hub believes society's going to decide what to do next. I think we're going to continue arguing about this issue for quite some time. Right now, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第二段的第二个句子写着 CRISPR uses molecular scissors to alter a specific strand of DNA, either by removing, replacing, or tweaking it somehow. 在这里提到的是这个 CRISPR, 它所使用的呢是一种称之为分子剪刀来改变特定的一股 DNA。我们来看一下 alter 这个动词，它有修改的意思。我们常常说修改衣服也可以用 alter 这个字。举个例子来说，裁缝把这个夹克改得比较合我的身， 我们就可以说 The tailor altered the jacket to fit me。而这里的 strand 呢，就是可以讲绳子或线，或是病毒的一株，或者绳的一股，都可以这么说。所以它透过呢，这样子的分子剪刀，改变了特定的一股 DNA 来做去除 removing 替换 replacing， 或者呢，稍微呢去扭转它，去修改它的某种方式 tweaking it， 然后改变了它的 DNA。第二段的最后一句提到 With altered embryos, the story is different. The edited traits can be inherited by future generations. 比较特别的是这些呢透过基因改造的胚胎呢它在编辑后的一些特征 traits 就可以透过遗传然后被后代所获得只是跟之前我们所想到的一些基因改造是不太一样的地方 trait 在这里呢可以指的是特征跟特点的意思而 inherit 也就是有透过遗传而获得的性格或是特征举例来说 Jane 遗传了她妈妈的大眼睛我们就可以说 Jane inherited her mother's big eyes 当然这样子基改呢延续到人类的这个生存是一个引起争议的议题在第三段的第一个句子提到Her's announcement of the girl's birth has been met with controversy in the global scientific community. 这个科学家贺建奎他宣布女孩们的诞生引发了这个全球科学界很大的争议。在这里我们说 be met with, 也就是引发或是预见得到了什么。A controversy 也出现在我们今天的标题上面代表着就是辩论跟争议的意思。举个例子来说 ,There was a huge controversy over the plans for the new power plant. 对于要建造新的发电厂的计划呢争议极大。而我们同样在第三段的倒数第二个句子看到 ,The geneticist argues that his intent was to create children free from inherited diseases and pave the way for other researchers.其实呢，这位遗传学家他则为自己辩称，他认为他的目的 intent 在这里当作名词，是要创造一些 free from 不受到遗传性疾病影响的儿童，在这里的 intent 也就是有意图、目的的意思。OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it, guys. Thanks for joining us. We hope you will stay tuned for more English Digest programs, and we hope that today's lesson will help you understand the news when you read it in English a little bit better. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.